Welcome back to
Fucking No Judgment.
This is Reese.
I'm Bree.
And I'm Kiana.
And Kiana's our very special guest
this week.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a .NET developer. I work at a digital advertising company. I've known Brianna for years.
Long time.
We went to high school together and stay friends all the way up till now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to hear some of the topics and get to comment.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Yeah. So, to introduce our guest, we're going to do a little icebreaker.
Oof. Okay. Okay, so we're going to do Would You Rather. Okay, so would you rather be a sex slave for 1 month or wear a chastity belt for 1 month?
I would much rather wear a chastity belt, just because I've not smashed for a month before.
I've pulled out longer than that, but I mean, I don't know. With sex slave, it's like no limits. Like they can do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm probably gonna have to put on that clink.
Yeah,
put on that chastity belt.
Yeah, you can have no sex at all for a month.
Not even by myself.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No buzzing, no fingering, nothing.
It's kind of hard. But
yeah, I'd rather do that.
That's fine.
I use my vibrator every night, so.
That's healthy. Okay, cool.
So we'll all give up the sex.
Yeah.
No.
I mean. Oh, you owe me a sex bag. I don't know.
What is the determining factor? What he does, what they do.
Okay, let's say you're a sex slave with under your terms. So like, if it's uncomfortable for you, you could be like, covert, like platypus. No, we stop.
Platypus. Sex is like exhausting a little. I got responsibilities.
I mean, I would rather have sex, but sex slave, like if they're not going to be doing like all that extra stuff, like not trying to kill me, like, then I'm cool with it. Yeah. But if I have a safe word, I'm fine with that. But I really feel like I want to, like, dominate. I want to dominate a nigga.
Dominatrix?
I do.
Yo, are they, like,
not all of that, but, like, just handcuff them and just, like, have the control. Because normally, I just let the guys have the control.
Are you a pillow princess? You ever heard that?
What the fuck is a pillow princess?
It's, like, one that, like, stays up and doesn't do much. Like, that's the slave part. They want you to just stay up like a pillow princess. Y'all never heard of
what
that?
You mean they want you to stay up like ride?
No,
like a doll?
Like a sex doll,
shit, you just
don't do shit.
That doesn't
just lay there?
Yeah, it's a pillow princess. Is that the first time you heard that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Pillow princess.
All right.
This sound like a lazy bitch to me.
Yeah, it's a lazy bitch tendency. Yeah, it's a lazy bitch, but some people like that.
Okay. No. Like, I'm submissive, but I'm not, like...
It's, like, enjoyment for the girl. Like, the girl would want... Some people are... Yeah.
Oh,
New concept. I'm happy to introduce it.
Okay.
It's better to be active.
Burn them calories.
Burn them calories. Exactly, like...
Okay. Would you rather have amazing sex that lasts 7 seconds or wax sex that lasts 10 minutes? 47 seconds. My bad, not 7 seconds.
I'm supposed to do that.
47
seconds. 47 seconds for amazing sex.
I'd rather have amazing sex. The point is to come.
But it's only 47 seconds.
But the point is for it to be amazing for you to, like,
it's
come.
It's more about what you get from
it. I just get a nigga.
Huh?
I'm just kidding, nigga.
That's not the choice.
Yeah, I would totally rather do the 47 seconds and just be like, oh shit, that was amazing.
I mean, I don't want to be sitting there for 10 minutes. Oh my god, this shit is whack as fuck. Like,
don't you just tell the guy to leave?
Girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta pee.
Is that really?
Y'all think I'm playing?
I'll be like,
I really mean her. Yeah. I really in the middle of sex like, hold up, I gotta
pee. You know how they hit your walls and shit.
Oh, you made my stomach hurt. Nigga, no you didn't. You hit the cervix. Would you rather be not be able to see during sex or not be able to touch during sex?
Not be able to see.
Yeah.
haptic. There's a lot of haptic feedback that touch. Goes on. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
you got
yeah,
to
you
touch.
You guys are not have sex if you can't touch.
Right. Like, what that is. How the fuck is possible?
Yeah. Okay, that's end of mine. That's end of my questions. What you got?
Okay. So, this is a condom comeback. So, if you're having sex with a guy and he wants to take off the condom or not use a condom at all, what would be your comeback for him to not do that?
For me?
Yeah.
Jesus. I had to say, is it the condom or is it me? Like, I would really think it was me because I think you should be able to enjoy sex with the condom, no problem.
What you mean if it's you?
Like, am I not doing good? Like, obviously... you know how you think that...
No, it's before y'all have sex. Like, he just doesn't want to use a condom. Like,
It was wow. Like, he wants to take it off wow. Okay.
I mean, either one. But, I mean, it was, like, before, like...
But why would you think that's something bad for you?
Because people know how sex feels with a condom.
But it's feel better without a condom.
That's not my fault your dick got real fucked up. That's not my fault.
No.
You can't feel it. That's not me.
Yeah. Probably.
What's wrong with your dick?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. For the condom comeback, I'm not witty. I don't know what to say. I just say, no, I'm not going to do that. So, I don't know you that well, or that's a big commitment.
What if it was like Diddy?
Who's that? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I got it. Sorry. Okay.
Or like a Drake. When he was like,
I ain't gonna lie. They might.
Do what you want.
Do what you want.
That's her. Dude.
No, if it was like Sammy, I'm in love with Sammy.
That's a flashback.
Have you seen him?
Sammy?
Yes.
I like the way.
Girl. The new him? Like, he alright, but I wouldn't fuck him wrong. So
I wouldn't. I wouldn't fuck a guy who I am trying, like, if the question of condom came up, like, you know the comfortable people that you fuck, you know their status, you know how they are.
You don't never know nobody's status.
Yeah, because
you can be married and a person come back and bring you an STD.
Right. You don't never know. It's that bargain.
Yeah.
For real, like.
You hoping that nigga ain't going out
to you. You think that nigga faithful. You don't know. Oof. You don't know. No. You do not know.
Oh, God.
All right. Right.
Alright, so, I don't know what I would say in a comeback and be like, well, you want me to go to the store?
No, I love me.
We can make it a Rite Aid or a CVS run. Like, what's the problem? I don't know.
Why would you say they allergic to condoms and shit? Like,
why would I think he say it?
Let me see.
It could be that he's really comfortable with me or he's just wild and like slanging dick, just wilding, like just
and niggas
out
do
here
that.
Fucking bitches raw.
Niggas do that.
Just
I had
doing
a football
it.
Player trip.
Huh? Dude, wear a condom. Wear.
Protect yourself.
And it's not even about like. I heard you guys say you're not with birth control. I am with birth control. It's not just for birth control, it's for STDs. Like,
try to
people is out here.
But you had bad stories with birth control in your arm, and you still pro it?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, what was that called? It was called...
I don't believe in birth control.
It was in my arm, and it was a little bar, and you get it inserted, and you have birth control for 3 years. And I put it in freshman year of college, and I took it out when I graduated. It's worry-free.
Not really. I don't think so. Because people can still... You can be on birth control and then still get pregnant.
Like, women be getting pregnant with the IUD. They had them IUD babies. And be mad as shit.
IUD babies?
Oh, my God.
What'd he say?
People do have the IUD babies. Like, the thing that they get in their vagina, they get surgically put up there. They be getting pregnant with that shit.
I believe it. But that's the percentage of it. But I'm talking about the one that's actually long-term that goes into your arm.
Why do I want to put something in my arm?
Because
I just have an abortion for that
shit. Are you on it now? Or
no, I'm not on it. I got it removed when I graduated.
Would you ever get it again?
I was considering it.
Oh, shit.
Good luck with that, girl.
I'm on the pill nowadays but I forget my pill every day.
I got all my birth control pills under my sink.
I've never had it. I never ordered it, never prescribed.
Have you ever done Plan B?
Yeah.
Plan B is, like, you can get a year supply of Plan B if you want it.
Shipped to your house. I don't believe in birth control. You nutting me, I'm having your baby.
Nah, bitch. I do not believe in abortion.
But that's real.
And I'm not putting no more chemicals in my body.
And why should a girl have to do stuff like that in order to prevent some shit? No.
I think it's more so like, I don't care. I feel it as like, you betrayed my trust.
Now I got betrayed your trust?
The person that nutted at me without my permission. Like...
You told you I had a nigga pull a condom off and do it.
That's insane. That's like rape or something. Yeah, like that's, and I got a lot of stuff I want to do. And
well, I'm gonna do it because he gonna have his baby. He gonna have full custody.
What? Is this a piece of turkey?
What? I'm sorry, y'all.
We're live.
Live, and they're going crazy over here.
Oh my god. But yeah, so if a guy didn't want to use a condom, I'd be like,
you don't give head the condoms. No,
but I don't. I have.
You don't give head condoms.
I have one. Hey,
it's okay, Bella.
I had one guy do that. A producer. And he was like, I told y'all the story. He didn't want to use a condom. And I had condoms, but I was like, I'm not. No, you were responsible. You irresponsible. You trying to fuck me without a condom. And it's, no. He was like, well, give me head. I was like, nigga, what the fuck? What that's going to do for me? I don't like you. And so he got mad. He gave me head, though, but then he got mad and walked out. So, I guess, I don't know.
Have y'all ever given heads with a condom?
No. Does that make sense?
Tell your story, Kiana, because I know you have.
Yes, I was a very safe woman.
Please tell us the story of giving a head with the condom.
Wait, what story? I have a story.
How?
Well, it was one of those flavored condoms, and I was a safe girl. And
what flavor was it?
It was like pineapple. I don't know. It was.
So, I mean, did he suggest you using the condom, or you suggested?
We were going to use the condom regardless, but it was already on, and I wanted to give head. Okay. And it was fun.
Why didn't you take it off? He only had one condom?
No, it was a pack of flavor condoms. It's like a flavor pack.
So, he used a flavor condom in your vagina?
Yeah.
You ain't catch a yeast infection or shit?
No. It's totally fine.
So wait, you use flavor condoms in your vagina?
Well, back in the
bitch,
day.
I'd be scared.
Back in the day. Come on. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, back in the
not
day.
Not exploratory to the point where you try all these magical condoms. Oh, ribbed. Oh.
No, I ain't know. Ecstasy, blah, blah.
Never the flavor one?
No.
I didn't do flavored. It was fine.
You've ever done flavored lube?
Take that thing out of them. Flavored
like
lube.
The scented lubes and stuff? Like, no? Never explored that? All right.
I use my vagina.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, it's great. My pussy is not fucking, like, just, lacking in that department, it, but like, I've done it before. It's like the ecstasy or the...
It's fine. It's good. Right there.
Oh! Yo.
Is everything
Bria
okay?
Bria's tripping. You okay?
Ah! Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Yeah, we tripping.
Ooh, my ass getting big, y'all.
We ain't even drunk, girl. So, do you want to put the light back up?
So, I have a story.
Okay.
This guy called me this morning, right? Mm-hmm. And apparently people think I'm like the realest person that they know. So they call me about fights and shit.
Nice.
It was just like, yeah. And he was like, so he went out with this girl. Well, first off, the story is the girl, he was in this like singles group on Facebook, which I didn't know that shit exists.
My mom's.
Oh, shit. But he's in this singles group on Facebook, and he was talking to this girl back and forth. And they was on and off pretty much. And so she hit him up and was like, do you want to go out or whatever? And he, he was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And so she was like, let's go to Cheesecake Factory. He was like, I don't really fuck with Cheesecake Factory, but he'll go or whatever, because that's what she said. She liked it. Like, she was insisting on Cheesecake Factory. That bitch basic. But, he said he got there, and he said she was a catfish. He said she was one of the girls to take pictures from the top up, only of, like, her face and shit, because, like, she was a bigger girl. Oh. And he couldn't tell that shit from the pictures, and, like, her body was just, like, yeah. And so he said he got there, and he told her, you know, you paying for your food, I'm paying for my food, like, you know, this was up. And she was like, okay, whatever, and laughed it off. Like, I guess she thought the nigga was playing. And so he's like, she said she was hungry, but she got there, she ordered, like, a triple shot of Henny and, like, drinks and shit, but she wasn't really, she ordered, like, an appetizer. And the waitress came around, brought the check, and he asked her to split the check, and the girl just, like, laughed and, like, got upset a little bit, so... He walks up to her car, and then she was like, oh, so now you want to be a gentleman, when he was trying to open her door, and he was like, what you mean? And she was like, basically, you ain't pay for my food or whatever, so now you want to be a gentleman. And he was like, pretty much like, I already told you what it was. And she was mad and went and vented on a little Facebook group or whatever, because she's an admin for the group.
Damn. Dang, she was like, I'm telling, I'm broadcasting this.
And yeah, Vincent and just like though. Called him out on that shit. And so it's like, is he wrong for that?
Brianna, you want to go first?
You can go first.
All right. My general opinion about it is, this is 2017. Dating has changed. If you guys make an agreement before going in, you should take it. Like, you don't know this person. Take it as what it is. It's no joke about it. And obviously, well... In my opinion, I actually expect, maybe because I'm a different breed of woman, I don't expect a full, like him playing. I actually expect to go Dutch because we're just...
I don't agree with that.
Well, either way, I don't expect anything from a guy, basically, almost. But when it comes to actually saying, so you're being a gentleman now, I think that definition has changed. Like, and when it comes to, like, we had an agreement, I said so, and I feel like the way she handled that situation was kind of childish, to go on Facebook and blab about it and shame him when, you know, that we had an agreement. Like, it was an agreement in the beginning. It was, that seems inappropriate for her to do. And now in everybody else's eyes, he's, like, undateable or something. That's not cool.
I think she's just a bum. I think she a broke bitch who wanted some free food. So she hit somebody up that she knew was single and was like, oh, you invited a nigga out. Bitch, who?
And that's the problem, because she invited him.
Right. I always tell girls, I preach, if you invite a nigga out, expect to pay. Expect to pay for yourself. Don't pay for that nigga.
Right.
If
him out.
If I'm like, oh, you want to go here with
me? You shouldn't be going nowhere without no money either. Right. Like, even if things went bad, you needed money to call a taxi, call a Lyft, call, do something.
Because if the nigga's car don't work, because I know that happened to me one time. I went out to this dude, he invited me out, and I was like, cool. And his car wasn't working. And I'm like, I got the money. Like, I always got the money.
Right.
But I was like, in my mind, I was thinking, is this nigga playing me? Like, he showed up here and invited me out, and then he told me his card don't work. His card was locked. And I was a little petty, though. I waited. Like, I was, like, slowly, like, pulling my card out. And I was like, let me see your phone, because he's talking about his app is messed up. I unlocked that fucking card so quick, but I was like, do people do this? Like, do they invite you out to get you to pay for your shit? But I feel like everybody should be prepared. If you're going out, man or woman, you should have at least double what you're going to order.
Yeah. And he told you, so right then and there, you could have walked through that door or walked and
go to a car. She thought he was joking. Why would you think that?
Because she thought she was a bad bitch, but apparently she wasn't.
Why would you think he was joking?
That
ain't
never happened to me, though.
I wish a nigga would do that.
What was...
I'm kidding.
I wish a nigga would do that to me.
What?
I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, you know what? Wait, no, keep it on the same check. I'm going to pay for his check, too, and let that bum-ass nigga know don't ever talk to me ever again. Like, here you go.
Right.
The fuck, nigga? Mm-hmm. Nobody has ever done that.
And then she ordered all that extensive ass shot. Like, bitch, you...
Yeah, first date or first outing, you're not supposed to order stuff that's like...
That's a lie. I do.
It depends on the person, right? My mom always said, well, you know, my mom's old school, but if you like the guy, you order just a salad or something conservative.
She did, bitch. She did order a salad, though.
You order something conservative, you know, to show how much you like him. If you don't like his ass, you run up a check.
No, I did that with this nigga that he didn't think I knew he was married, right? Mm-hmm. When I told you to do, you remember, you was here when we was on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't know I knew he was married. So we went to Marcel's favorite restaurant.
Where is it?
In Atlanta. It's on Powell Mill. It's really, really nice. And I ordered the most expensive steak. Or it was like $70. And he didn't eat.
This nigga ordered a shrimp.
That's how you know he broke.
He was like, order whatever you want, pick wherever you want. And I was like, oh, really? Okay, you talking like that. When niggas say that, I be like, okay, you saying that, but you don't know me. Because, like, I'll
eat.
I'll take myself to Marcel's. I'll take myself to Fogo de Chao. I'll take myself to wherever I want to eat. So if you telling me pick somewhere that I like that I want to eat, I have expensive taste. Right. I know what I like. So I'm like, okay, let's go to Marcel's. I'm in the mood for a steak anyway. I was going to go there by myself anyway. And I got the most expensive shit. I ordered an appetizer. I ordered everything was a la carte. So I ordered all my stuff. A drink. All that shit. And this nigga, first he ordered, they give you free bread. He's talking about, I'm just eating this bread. I said, nigga, if you don't order something, that's a nigga. Order an appetizer. Because he was a bigger guy.
Yeah.
So he hungry. Oh. He's a big guy. He used to play football. He's like a bigger, bulky guy. And I'm like, nigga, your ass is hungry. Eat. Like, he gonna order a shrimp cocktail. I said, what? I said, that's a... And it came out, and it was just like raw shrimp and shit. And so I was like, bro, order something else. He ordered some fries.
Fries.
I'm up here eating a steak, a salad,
porterhouse,
drinks flowing in,
and he got some bread and some french fries.
Did you flex like that just because he was married, or did you genuinely like wanted that? Like, even if you
I literally wanted that. Yeah. That's like what I was gonna go eat anyway.
Yeah,
but I did that just because I'm like, nigga, you playing. Because you don't think I know that you married. He was supposed to buy a couch from me. That's what it really was. And he was flirting with me. And I was like,
he's a buster.
This married nigga is trying to flirt with me. He's supposed to be trying to buy my couch. And I was like, sure.
Right.
And, so, it depends.
So, you disagree with me on the not expecting anything from him on a date?
Well, I mean, if it was a regular date where he asked her out, then I'm not expecting to go Dutch.
Mm. Yeah, if you ask me out, I'm not paying.
Yeah.
You would still expect to go Dutch?
Or? It's all circumstantial, right? Like, if you know who you're talking to and you know, like, certain things about that person, what they do and what they can afford, sometimes I would say, let's go Dutch. Because it's simply a company thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, we don't gotta go
if
out.
If I could do it by myself, you know, like, if you don't got it, then you don't got it. And then you shouldn't be asking me out.
If you can't afford a date, you shouldn't date.
You shouldn't date. Period.
No offense, but if y'all can't afford a date, don't date.
Don't do it.
Because you can't afford it. You're going to be broke eating bread at Marcel's.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
That's not a good look.
That's
like,
not okay.
He's like, oh, yeah, you go ahead and eat.
That's not a good look. I appreciate you, you know, feeding me, but.
And he studied that tab. He looked at that check like, it was checking, make sure they took off. Because he sent the shrimp cocktail back to my room, make sure they took it off. I'm like,
oh,
this goddamn name.
Jeez.
That's cute. So I had a question. Do y'all think y'all could be friends with somebody and have sex with them?
Yes. What you mean?
Like, be legit friends. Do you think it's like, you know, some people say you're friends with benefits, cut buddies and stuff like that, but could you legit be friends with somebody and still have sex with them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why can't you?
You don't think more feelings get involved that makes y'all more than just friends?
I would say dude's name, but I had a friend like that. We was fucking for years. We just was friends, and we just
I feel like if y'all are open, like, if y'all have communication and open about everything, then that's when it's, like, cool, y'all could be friends.
But that's
if
what it is.
Yeah, it's, like, an establishment. Like,
so, who else are you fucking, just, like, for safety or whatever? And we just have, like, it wasn't no, like, let me sugarcoat shit for her, let me lie to her. I'm only fucking you.
Right.
Like, nigga, you find this shit, you look like fucking snack. So, I knew he was fucking other people, and I was like, let me see if he gonna lie to me. First time I asked him, I was like, and it's for safety as well, because, like, if we're fucking without a condom, I was like, who else are you fucking? So I need to know, whatever. When was the last time you guys asked him? He just opened, he told me everything. He told me who he fucked, when he fucked them, when the last time he had sex, everything. Okay. And it was just like, when we was around each other, we talked. We was comfortable around each other. He almost tried to kill me, though, because he choked me, and I almost died.
I took a
left turn. Like choked during sex and not die.
I was like, ah, wait. Tap out.
Turned it blue.
He was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. It felt good that it just turned. It just went left. Like, I almost died, nigga.
Okay.
You don't like choking?
You don't like
choking?
Ooh, girl.
It's only a spur of the moment thing. Maybe I like it.
I like
this. I like being choked, and then I like when it's from the back and they be gripping your shoulder thing. Like,
you know what I'm talking about?
When they be gripping you like this from the back.
Oh, yes. Goddamn.
No, he can choke me from the back.
Like, I was like,
and choke me from the back like that.
Choke me. Like, slap my ass. Pull my hair. Then give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's what I like. I don't like all that slow shit.
I don't. True.
I do. It depends. Like, I had niggas to be like, it's so fucking beautiful, and then, like, we fucked each other and said stuff. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. You feel so big.
Okay. Back to the topic. It was, what was the topic?
Can you be friends and still have sex?
Yes, you can.
I think more than possible. But it's just communication. Then a lot of times, guys, they just be lying, like,
I think there's...
But if it's the communication and y'all understand, like, what y'all are from the beginning, then everything can be copacetic. But if not...
More than copacetic. Yeah. It's like an establishment of trust.
And then they hang around much longer than, like, relationships and all that other shit,
too. Because it was a basis established.
Right, and it's a friendship established
on that,
it.
Hopefully that sex doesn't get in the way of friendship at all. But, you know... As time goes on, like, the actual time... in which it happens tends to be good. Oh, yeah, tends to interfere with those feelings. Like, I've been fucking with you for 5 years. Like, that's a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, now, I've seen this on the Shade Room, and Kevin McCall put this on his Snapchat. Listen to this fuckery. He says, Black women love work more than they love their self and their families. Black women would rather work for a corporation ran by white men as opposed to building with a Black-owned corporation or Black man. There is no rebuttal or opinion. Prove it. So, how do y'all feel about that shit?
That's absurd.
I don't think it is.
Really?
I don't think it is at all.
There is some security in a
corporation. Oh, shit.
There is security in working for a corporation, no doubt. But there are people who are willing to build something from ground up. And
I think that's what he was saying. I think he's more saying, like, in the Black culture, and I get what he was trying to say. I think it's just his delivery was probably wrong, and everybody just hates him because he's just Kevin McCall. But in the Black culture, I feel like a lot of women aren't... necessarily, we're raised with that whole you don't need a man. Don't need a man, you don't need this, you don't, like, we're not
most,
because
really,
I wasn't raised that way. But a lot are, and they're raised not on, like, family values and, like, I don't know how to explain it, like, just pretty much family values and, like, building a man up.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of women come and have this mentality where, like, you got girls saying, like, I want a nigga to make this much, I want a nigga to have this and do that, but then they don't have it. And so
right.
It's like, and if a man doesn't have it, you're not willing to help him build, you're not willing to help him get there, you just expect him to have it. And so he's not really, you know, getting help. So some men that could have the potential, could be great, could be successful, aren't really getting boosted up to do that, you know, because at the end of the day, they need support from a woman or somebody. They need a backbone. Mm-hmm. Look at all the greats. Everybody loves Michelle and Barack. Who Barack had? A woman behind him. Who Jay-Z had behind him? Yeah. Even fucking Donald Trump. He's always had a woman behind him, building him up, making him think he's this god.
Yeah. Right. Super inflating.
And he's supposed to do, build your man up and help him, and he's supposed to do the same for you. But I don't know. I just think how he went around it, I just didn't like that aspect, man. I get it, because how they say, like, black women were raised to make sure that we are independent, or if anything were to happen, we don't need a man and all that. And then they say how Caucasians are, like, raised to cater to their man, and that's different. But I don't know, I just feel like it was a bad look for him to just be calling out black women about that.
But I think sometimes it needs to be heard, it needs to be said.
Yeah, well, but it's not necessarily, I just feel like it's not necessarily true, because I feel like in any race, you have some that do it and you have some that don't do it.
Yeah.
So I just feel like if you want to call it out women, but just be like black women, like, I didn't like that aspect of it.
I didn't see the idea of color being a thing where black women would rather work for a corporation. That's all I heard.
And work for white men. Like, I wouldn't rather work for a white man. I don't prefer that.
Right. If it was my wish, I would totally, like, work under a black-owned business. But it was more so, like, they'd rather work under a corporation ran by white men than rather build up a black-owned business with a black man. I was like, okay, geez, like, there's different securities in knowing you're working for a corporation that you can't get with a building business, regardless of color. And that influences my choice because I have to look out for number one.
But do you think that's saying, like, we don't have support in our black businesses? Because if you're saying, okay, there's security in working for a corporation, you can be having a successful business. Like, I worked for it was white owned, but there was a local business they started. She was like, she's tired of working for corporations. She had a great job. Like, her family came from money. Her dad was a doctor, everything. Had a great career. Her and her best friend, she was like, I'm tired of working for this company. I'm tired of working for a big business. Like, it's great, it's secure, but I want my own shit. She had faith in her own business, and now she has a multi-million dollar company.
But does that have to do with color?
But it's saying, like, do you think that we are, like, he's saying, like, women, like, you were saying security, right? You were saying it's security in a business. Do you think that more black people don't have that faith in what they can do and, like, their business and building a business? I guess that's how I would say it. I don't know if I said that right. But, you know, like,
yeah.
Do you not think that we can have a successful business as well and have those same securities, have even more? Because my uncle went to jail, was in prison for years, and got out, and he's a millionaire right now. With a car transportation business. Yeah. His first wife was the one that sent him to jail, left him or whatever. And it's funny because his new wife, but some people have not had faith in him because it was like, okay, he was in prison, he did this, he was a drug dealer, blah, blah, blah. And now he's a millionaire. And now everybody's like, oh my God, like, now they're on his bandwagon trying to work for him. But when he was starting from the bottom, putting in work, doing the bare minimum, paying, like, as much as he could afford to, people wasn't really trying to work with him. But now everybody's like, oh, you driving around Drake, you driving around Shaq, you driving around whoever, let me work for you. Because you got money coming, because he drives 3, 4, 5 Benzes.
So it's a question of faith.
Yeah. And so it's like, I honestly feel like people don't have faith in themselves, in the person, in the person that they're with or whatever, the person that they're dating.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if you don't have faith in them, then why do it? Like, a lot of black people will honestly say, like, even with me and with my business, a lot of black people will be like, you have a great job. Why don't you just stay at your job? And why are you trying to be a business owner? And it's like, What the fuck you talking about?
You can only make it so far working right. for somebody else. Like,
and yeah. if you see yourself doing more, then you have faith and you do that and you get there. You right. can make the same amount of money. I had a friend who just quit her job, probably making the same amount of money. Or can't make a livable wage.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I like to think that our our experiences our opinions are shaped by our experiences. A lot of people don't have faith because they've seen so much failure, and it can be discouraging. So, I know, like, when you're hedging those bets and you're trying to make those high risk choices, that's all you got to go on. It tends to be, you know, like, but yeah, I see your point, and it's a matter of faith in yourself and your abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how hard you gonna work? Because how hard are you gonna work to? That's really what it is. That's businesses off the ground.
It's always
your. Are you long put working?
Yeah, and a lot of times business? Family and friends don't really support you like that
because they don't see it
right. And so it's like, even if people don't support you how you would think they would want to support you, you still gotta keep going and keep hustling, because there's gonna be people out there that do see it that you don't even know sometimes.
Right.
So it's good. I would encourage everybody to, you know, try and start our own business, or just start thinking of stuff that you like doing yourself, because like I said, you can only go so far working for somebody else. Like, even when you get a promotion and stuff, you're still not at the top. Right. And it's always money to be made, so.
Like that bonus. Girl. Share the wealth, because that.
Girl, that bonus.
You got $1 million bonus up there.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And we're just getting a little bit of it. But, you know, I ain't mad for that little piece. Just saying. Now, I have a question for y'all. Does having sporadic hoe moments make you an actual hoe? Or does hoeing have to be your lifestyle to be called a hoe? Like, say if a girl...
If I decide I want to go out and just fuck Ricky, Bobby, and Jake in 3 days.
But you only did it for them 3 days, yeah. And then years go by and you don't do it no more. But then a couple years go by later and then you want to fuck again. Does that make you a hoe? If you fuck 3 niggas again in the next year?
No.
So what constitutes somebody being a hoe then?
I don't know.
I thought it was general consensus of behavior. Right?
But what is that? Because everybody has a different definition of what a hoe is. A hoe can be somebody who gets paid to have sex. A hoe can be somebody who's fucking all these niggas and don't get paid. Yeah. A hoe can be somebody who talks to a whole lot of niggas and niggas call her a hoe because he see niggas in her phone, but she don't even have to be fucking them.
Yeah.
That's me.
Everybody, not a hoe.
So it's like, people have different definitions of what a hoe is. And I asked one of my homeboys this question, and he was just, he got all a little philosophical and was like, what is a hoe?
What is a hoe?
Because, and he just broke it down, because we do have all these definitions, and it's like, just live your life.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, because I call these niggas hoes. I feel like niggas more hoes than women.
I want you a hoe when you lying about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're being sneaky.
Oh.
I feel like you're...
Otherwise, it's just doing what you do, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a hoe when you're being sneaky. Like, if you're just, like...
free about it,
open and honest, and just, well, I don't know if that's
really living weird. Your truth.
Yeah, if you're living your truth, if you're like, you know, I do this is my bag, I can do what I want, maybe you're not necessarily a hoe. But if you're like, oh well, I'm this saint and really you sucking a new nigga dick every night, then you might be a hoe. I don't know though. I don't know what a hoe is, because yeah. I'm not a hoe, so
know what a hoe is. But the question was around hoe actions, right?
Yeah, like sporadic hoe moments. What constitutes makes you a hoe? Because the Instagram post was just like, okay, if I'm dipping and dabbing, you know, having sex every now and then with different niggas, is that a hoe?
I don't think so. Hoe moments, like, are you saying like I'm at a party and I met this guy and I smashed? Like, is that being a hoe moment?
So, let's look at it this way. What would make you say, oh, that girl over there a hoe?
For me, it's a sense of betrayal. Like, there's something shiesty going on with her. Like,
to pretty much being sinking.
Yeah, that there's a sense of like, unhonesty. Yeah, like, there's a sense of, yeah, betrayal in something, of actions or something like that. But to look at somebody saying, oh, that's a hoe, you don't want to date that. It's like, she's been around and you wouldn't have known otherwise.
So, like, when Mariah Lynn is like, she's not a hoe no more, you know, they don't be that way in a couple of years. Maybe they were hoes when they were younger, but then a few years later, they're not doing it no more. But people still constitute them as, man, that's just a hoe because of her past actions. Do you think that's right?
We're always changing.
Yeah.
I feel like can't be held accountable for those actions because they shape who you are. And I'm not sure. I don't feel like when you're 40 years old, you should still be called a hoe. Like, even though you ain't doing hoe shit. Like, I just don't think that.
Right.
I don't.
Then why was a 20-year-old a hoe?
I don't know. Because
it's a matter of the amount of bodies they have?
It's not about bodies, it's about actions, right? It's like...
So, it doesn't matter how many people somebody has slept with.
Yeah.
Like, who has that record? Who's actually taking count externally of you? Like,
niggas be counting.
Niggas out here counting Kiana's body counts?
No, their body count. So, would you date a guy that had, like, hundreds of bodies?
I remember this episode.
Why?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
That's what I'm saying. Because I wouldn't ask
that.
Because who cares?
Yeah, like
it's... No, what if it just came up? Because I know I was talking to somebody, and I was like, something. He was like, I'm not on that shit. I'm not on that shit no more or whatever. He was like, I didn't fuck, you know, this, not, he didn't say a number.
Been around
he was
the
like,
block.
I didn't fuck enough girls, like, when he was, because he was, God, shit. He was like, pretty much he just fucked enough girls. And I was like, okay, so... What do you mean by that? And I'm like, he's like, just though it's there, it's up there. And I was like,
okay. But to be real, I expect that because, like I said, I feel like I don't really know the definition of a hoe. But if there was ever a definition, I feel like niggas are like
peak.
Yeah, like
obvi.
As women are able to have sex, we have more options to have sex. Women aren't just like out here just. Fucking, you know, but if a nigga is given an opportunity to fuck a girl, more than likely he's gonna take that opportunity.
Yeah.
There's plenty of times a woman has an opportunity to fuck a nigga and we be like, nah, I don't wanna fuck you. So I expect a nigga to say he's fucked a lot of girls, but I will never ask him the number because I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And if a nigga ever asks me my number, I don't know it because I don't count because 2. I really don't give a fuck.
You're lying. You're 3.
Really?
Yeah. You were number 3.
I thought the reason why we
number
do,
3.
Girl, please, we're too old for that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
no, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Grow the fuck up.
What the fuck you talking about?
Grow the fuck up.
Everybody.
Out, bitch. Oh my God, bitch.
I'm sorry. I flung my hair in her eye.
It was a flip
maybe
moment.
5.
It was a flip moment because that's total bullshit.
Y'all yeah, have 4 boyfriends. No, I have more boyfriends than that.
I have 5.
Okay,
when you're counting
so
boyfriends, you're counting like high school or
I do count high school.
Mm, no,
I don't count
no,
that
I can't
shit.
Count high school.
I don't count that shit.
How?
But you already had. You was already at 2.
So that's my number 2. 2, and you're 3.
Huh?
We go together.
Alrighty.
We're only fucking if we go together. So there you go.
Wow. All
right. Okay.
No 4.
All right, you see how it's yeah,
it's
doubling.
No.
It's doubling. It's
like
these 6.
The reason why we do this, the reason why we smash, like when we're young and we're experimenting, we're finding out.
I
what
don't
we like.
Smash. I fuck the same people. Personally.
Ooh.
All right. People.
Okay.
People. You tell it like yourself. I fuck all my. I was fucking my ex boyfriends. Yeah. All
right. That's okay. Yep.
Y'all, so I have a dilemma, and I really need y'all help with this.
Uh-oh.
So recently, I get a Facebook message from, now mind you, it was that I don't even count relationships like that because it's that young shit. I don't even think I was in middle school. But I went out with this guy, and he's in prison. He's been in prison for a long time. And he hits me up. And, of course, I'm a nice person, so I talk to him and, you know, how he doing, catching up and stuff like that. But now he calls me and texts me all day, every day. And it's like, I don't want to be mean because, like, I understand you're in prison and you don't have nobody. And I don't want to be mean. Girl, bitch, no. Okay. He calls me. He got a phone, bitch. He got a phone. Okay. And he be calling.
You don't go to jail if you keep talking to him. Block him. The fuck?
You said, I'm going to go to jail.
Yes, because you're talking to an inmate. He doesn't have a phone in there. And you just allowed a nigga to girl block. The fuck?
I didn't know I could go to jail.
Yes. You just report that shit.
I didn't know he was in the jail. I thought he was out. No, girl. No.
I didn't know I could go to jail.
Yes. Block his ass, girl. Report him. Don't report him because y'all won't be a saint. Girl, block his ass. I didn't know what the fuck this nigga was talking about. And block him.
Yeah, they're gonna confiscate the phone and see who they call.
Who they call? And like, so you knew he was in jail. Why didn't you report it to us?
Oh my god, yeah. I did not know. Ooh.
Now we got proof that I knew. Okay, I'm not talking to him no more. It's dead. It's dead. It's blocked. You got me fucked up. Okay, because I will not be able to make it in prison. You got me fucked up. It's not
what kind of person way. Would you be in prison? Would you do everybody's hair?
Girl, I don't know what the hell, but girl. Girl, y'all got me all the way. I know that.
That's really bad, yo.
Oh my god!
I didn't know he was in. I thought this was an after story.
No. That nigga is in prison. No, he's calling and texting me every day, and he's in Alabama. So he be like, "Oh, you know, it's the time difference." So I be lying to him. I be like, "I'm sleeping. I'm doing this and all this other stuff." But it's just like, dang, like. I just wanted y'all to tell me a good way to, like, tell him not to call so much. But now I just gotta block him because I didn't know this was, like, okay. Like, I knew he shouldn't have a phone, but how?
You didn't know the consequence of him calling.
I thought he was just, like, go in the hole, go in the shoe, whatever shit. Like, I didn't think shit was gonna come back on my ass. Like, he calling me. I ain't calling this nigga. Yesterday because he wanna hang out or he wanna talk to me, right? But he always telling me to come to his house, come lay with me. And I told him yesterday, I'm like, this is why I don't talk to you. The messages you was like, oh, you don't barely respond to him. That was him. And he was like, see, I hate people like you. Ew. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, because I don't wanna come chill at your house? He was like, you not no model. I said, nigga, I ain't never said I was a model. Bitch, but I can take pictures, bitch. The fuck you talking about? You look like a gorilla. Motherfucker, like an ape, and you trying to talk to me, and then you get mad because I don't want to talk to you.
And come to your house.
Come be me.
Child.
Come be
Boops.
Me.
But anyway,
he's I'm blocked. Like, and your dick small, and fuck.
I didn't see that nigga dick.
I just tell him his dick small just so he can shut up. Say something. Now your feelings hurt. Now you mad.
Boo boo.
Okay.
This is so much fun.
Dick ride?
I don't know what that is.
What?
I don't know what that is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'd be high, girl. I don't know what the hell I wrote.
What?
I don't know what that is.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to say that.
The friend thing.
And your friend called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Y'all, she gonna get together. She is tripping.
Okay, so
That's shit on both too.
Okay, so if you're riding your nigga dick and your best friend calls you and tells you she's about to fight, do you keep riding his dick or you go help your best friend?
You drop everything you're doing and you get the fuck out of the house. Sorry, that dick will be there.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a quickie, bitch. You better hurry up. I gotta get that.
You really gotta finish?
I gotta finish.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be quick. Like, it's gonna be like, it. The amount of time it would take me to, like, put my shoes on and all of that.
This bitch
is that amount of time.
What?
She says.
I'm just saying, like,
I'll be like, bitch, bye. Don't call me. I'm busy.
So it's layers.
It's layers to this shit. She's gonna hurry up to the friend. I'm gonna, like, hurry up my time and then go to my friend. And you said, fuck your friend.
Wow.
Bitch, you don't have to be fighting.
Well, look, what the fuck are you doing? I know where we stand, bitch.
If you called me and was like, I'm about to fight, I'd be like, Bri, you too old for this shit. I'm riding some dick right now. I'm going to call you back.
So if I say somebody about to jump me, you ain't going to come back.
Why are you trying to fight? Call the cops.
Why are you getting jumped?
All right. What the fuck you doing to get jumped?
You better get some shit.
That's fucked up now.
Well, I'll be there. No doubt. I'll hop off the dick and go. I'll do it.
I got to get that.
Shit, I want the same respect to me.
He might come with me.
But a lot of the comments was
like,
no.
Yeah, he don't drive. Like, it's no problem. He'll understand shit.
In the car.
A lot of the guys was like, nah, fuck that. She gonna get this dick. She ain't going to her friend. That's what a lot of the guys
were. I'm gonna be like, bitch, what the fuck you fighting for?
Yeah.
Why you fucking? You gonna be like, why you fighting?
I'm fighting. Like, God, because, you know, he probably gonna be like, let me keep fucking her so she can.
Yeah. I like that shit, though. I like answering the phone. Well, it depends on who's calling, but.
Yo, nothing been called, then what?
I say this. I like when they get a phone call and then, like, I'm, like, doing shit to them. It's funny to me.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you mean?
I got that.
Nowhere in the player.
I know that shit.
But, yeah, no. I'm be like, what the fuck are you doing fighting?
Are you going to say it in the same breath like that? Yes. Or are you going to keep writing?
Well, when I ride dick.
y'all want to know something? I've never rolled dick backwards. I want to
reverse cowgirl.
Yeah,
that shit kind of hurts.
It does
for me.
It doesn't hurt.
I'm not that flexible.
I don't like riding dick from the back. Niggas probably gonna see your ass and shit, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, it feels good to them, but it don't feel good to me.
It's
when I ride
feeling.
Dick, I be like, this is especially the best thing ever. If I can ride a nigga dick and.
It's good shit.
Now I've been like on the couch and did it that way, but like on the bed, like I watch
like
a lot
watching
of porn.
TV.
Yeah,
I never did it like that. Every time I think about riding dick on the couch, let me tell y'all something. I hope my family will listen to this shit because they
gonna. You shared this with your family?
No.
Oh my God!
I hope they don't listen to this. I had this. I had this ex-boyfriend, right? And we was out of town visiting my family. And we had to sleep in the living room because, yeah, whatever. It was a lot of family there. And so, my grandma has, like, a big living room, like, a bunch of sofas. So, in the middle of the night, he wakes me up. And... he went to fuck or whatever. And so, mind you, bitch, this is the one's over right here, this one's over right here, this stuff over right here that we going. And I think it was like my brother and
oh
my cousin.
Gosh.
But they was all asleep.
Oh my God! You didn't. Anna Probes.
I did that though.
I fucked him in front of them, but everybody was asleep. And we was on the sofa and I was riding his dick from the back. Like, facing the TV and shit, and I was like, bro, I'm gonna get my ass beat. My grandma about to come out here. Somebody gonna see, but nobody knew. Now they know.
Damn, yo. But they still got that
cow. I've never fucked around people.
Oh,
oh
God.
I'm about to say. I done seen all my. Oh, I have to see you. How's that? Well,
Never mind.
You did see me. I have.
I've seen all my friends have sex. Like, I've seen all of them.
She's seen me have sex.
Yeah, I have.
Shit.
Yeah. I have. I'm that bitch. Be jealous. I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, I really can't deal with this shit.
But that's it, guys. That's the end of this episode. This is episode 11. Y'all, we are getting there. Oh,
we're getting up there. We in the double digits.
Episode 11. So we're going to post this episode probably tonight, today, whatever. Make sure you go listen, like, and subscribe, and follow me on IG at Boreese, B-E-A-U-X-R-E-E-S-E, or my Snapchat, R-E-E-S-I-I-E. But if I don't know you, I'm not adding you on Snapchat. So send me a picture. Not of your dick, though.
But if you don't add them, you ain't gonna get it till you add
no,
them.
No, they can. I have people can send me messages.
Yeah, it's a setting.
Oh.
Bitch, I'm lit on Snapchat. Like, Meek Mill on my Snapchat. A couple. Bitch, I'm lit.
That's
talk to Meek Mill on my Snapchat. Well, not here in jail. We can't talk to him. But.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at @I'mForever_Bree with an I, not an E. And you can follow me on Snapchat at @Brie_theprincess.
Yes. And I am Kiana. I just made an Instagram, like, last week.
So follow her.
No. Oh, God. You'll probably be disappointed. But my Instagram is Sioke34, S-I-O-K-E 34. And on Snapchat, I am KJS817.
KJ.
Okay. KJS817.
And she's a size 4 in shoes, guys. So.
Shut up. Yes. Come on.
Send her some shoes.
Size 4, if you can find them. She needs some 9 baby heels.
Yeah.
Not the little bitch ass wedges.
Shut up. Thanks. And follow our Instagram at
No Judgment Podcast.
Yes. Follow us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.